This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. There are a lot of questions and few answers regarding the proposed solar development in Elmwood Township. No information has been given on how much the township will benefit financially from solar development, how long the township will receive payments from the state, or how many acres of land will even be used to create the solar farm, as well as many other questions that some township residents feel should be easy answers for DTE to give. However, so far that has not been the case. There's also concerns that two or three of the five members of the township board will benefit financially from solar farm development because they have leases with an industrial solar developer. The concerned township residents say they feel some township board members are making solar farm development decisions for their own personal gain that other residents will have to live with. This conflict of interest needed to be addressed and has so far been sidestepped. Those concerns are part of the reason that Clerk Pamela Brinkman and Trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie are on the Tuesday, May 5th election ballot to be recalled and replaced by newcomers Michelle Hopp, Daryl Mendrick, and Tom Lounsbury. And another news for today. Sergeant Jordan Wade has been appointed as the Tuscola County's next emergency manager. Wade began her career with the Tuscola Sheriff's Office in 2013 in the Corrections Division before transferring to the Road Patrol. In 2021, she was promoted to Sergeant in the Road Patrol Division. Throughout her career, Wade has taken on additional responsibilities, including Field Training Officer, Firearms Instructor, Firearms Armorer, an evidence technician. She's been recognized with citations for professional excellence and was named Officer of the Year in 2023. Wade earned her degree in criminal justice from Saginaw Valley State University and completed the Police Academy at Delta College. She replaces Lieutenant Steve Anderson, who is now retiring after 27 years of service to the Sheriff's Department. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors, like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump of a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu LT. It has heated seats, remote start, new tires, and a 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine that gets up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 40,000 miles, and you can take it home for just $20,980. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Sebring Light and Water Department is in the process of doing a study for a proposed increase. The department committee is reviewing the possibility of having one rate for commercial and one rate for residential. That study is expected to be completed around May the 20th. To go along with that study, the committee is also considering imposing an infrastructure charge as well. The committee has also been asked about removing the four electric meters from the apartments upstairs that are no longer being used, and because internal wiring is in the process of being done. The committee is also looking into the water and sewer charges for the building at 41 North Center Street. During their recent meeting, it was noted that fiber rerouting is being done at the request of the Army Corps of Engineers who are doing riverbank stabilization. And another news for today. Some street improvements will be done in Tuscola Township in the coming weeks. The Board of Trustees approved doing a 1.5-inch overlay on Athletic Street and on Well Street, doing chip seal on Buell Street from Orm Street to Lauren Street, to do crack sealing on Hart Street from Van Cleve Street to Muth Street, and also on Waterman Street from Hart Street to Richville Street. Besides the street work, approval was also given to spray the brush along Sowen Street. To go along with sprucing up the community, the board set May the 14th as the yard waste pickup day. They've also set a date to do collection of unwanted tires on June 13th, and they're looking into getting a new dumpster for use for the upcoming spring cleanup. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.